You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any of them savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Obviously, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
On this episode, I would like to talk about the books you can buy connected to Big Trouble in Little China. There are a few out there. There are two novels by Boom Studios. Boom Studios do all the books for Big Trouble in Little China, the comic books, and the making ofs, and the they call them illustrated novels. I'm going to start with the what they call illustrated novels by Matthew J. Elliott. Big Trouble in Mother Russia, that's the first one, and then you've got this Drex, comes out, the Drex sequel of that one goes into Big Trouble in Merry Old England. The first book takes place basically right at the end of the film, how the film ends, but sort almost like how the comic book series starts as well. So it's kind of a different take on what would happen. But in the comic books, these are all spoilers, but I won't give too much away. But Jack, the wild man, the Chinese wild man, the hairy creature. That's in the back of the Pork Chop Express at the end of the movie when he drives away, when Jack Burton drives away. He's in the back. And then in the comic books, he comes into this in the first few pages of the comic books. Basically, Jack adopts him and calls him Pete. And this is why he kind of takes him back to Little China to try and get rid of him. So it kind of takes on that sort of same vein, but has a sort of a different story. But it gets very, very silly, the stories, and I'm not very happy about how they make Jack Burton's character very dumb. And I don't believe that Jack Burton is dumb at all. And I'm very precious about this film because it's my favourite movie, but I would never... Maybe he's not the most... They sort of dumb him down a bit too much. He's always asking questions in the film. There's nothing wrong with that, and he's not stupid. Maybe he doesn't know exactly the right thing to do, but that's... There's no... Like, he doesn't know how to use a gun properly. Things just don't go right for him in the movie, but that doesn't make him an idiot. Doesn't make him stupid. I don't believe... I think he's very brave and a very interesting character. But I think if you are writing a comic book... But then maybe I don't know, they made him a bit dumb. I felt that anyway. And if you do read some of the, you can't really buy these books now on Amazon in the UK anyway. You can get them secondhand for about £40. So that's quite a lot of money. But if you'd be able to pick them up anywhere on eBay or anything, they are called, like I said, Big Trouble in Mother Russia and Big Trouble in Merry Old England. So I won't spoil the story for you, but one takes place in Russia, obviously, and in the second book, it takes place in England. And everyone comes back into these stories, but it does get very far-fetched. And, you know, it's more of a, I don't know, maybe more for, might be for more young adults. And I know it's very hard to write a story and come into this world and please everybody. But it didn't really work for me. But I do like having them in. But saying that, I do like having them in my collection on my shelf. Having these two books, so I'll let you, if you, maybe you can read them and see what you think if you get hold of them. But if you find them cheap, they're good to have. They are hard to find now. There are two other books by Boom Studios that came out. These are big books, and these are also harder to find. It's called The Making of Big Trouble in Little China by Boom Studios, and it's a big coffee table book. It's got a company book with it, The Art of Big Trouble in Little China. Now, the for the making of, you do get a foreword by John Carpenter, and you also get an afterword by Kurt Russell. These books are by Tara Bennett and Paul Terry, and they also do The Art of Big Trouble in Little China. Now, the official making of is my Bible. I go to it a lot to read and go back to it and look into it. The art of could almost be put into this book as well, because you get a lot of information about the costume designs from the movie, but then they fill up a lot of pages by just pictures of comic book front covers and the designs for the Funko Pops and the action figures, and like the picture of the CD for the album. So it's a lot of pages, brightly pages, all nicely out, nice to have. But that's why that one didn't sell as well anyway. And you can still pick it up in some places, but these were quite expensive. So I always say, if you ever, whenever they come out with anything to do with Big Trouble in China, get it out straight away. And I will tell you about those in the future. But look around for the official making Big Trouble in Little China by Boom Studios. Is well worth looking through, and covers everything, every aspect of the movie, and has a great letter, like I say, a great foreword by John Carpenter. Well, a short foreword by John Carpenter, but it's a really interesting afterword by Kurt Russell as well, talking about how he loves meeting Big Trouble in Little China fans, and they are his sort of favourite fans, as he says, because it's kind of a film that you either get the movie, you either just get it, or you don't, you know. And I think a lot of people just do get this movie. Maybe they don't understand why it's my favourite movie. Well, I think everyone has a different favourite movie. Depends how old you are, when you were growing up, when you saw it, and there's a lot more aspects to that than just the movie itself, maybe. For me, for Big Trouble in Little China, I remember seeing it must have seen it when I was about 10 years old, and just, it was always there. I was never always saying that it was my favourite movie. I never said that. My favourite movie was almost every time a new movie came out when I was growing up, because I was just finding films, you know. There's a point of, before you haven't seen a film, you know, there's a point where you're having to work, you're going through the back catalogue of every movie. This is before the internet, when you're just going through video shops, looking at video covers and going through them. I like this movie and like this movie. And then it was the movies that stick around that you want to sort of, that you think about the most, and you think about, oh, I really like that movie or this one, and the ones you just want to watch again and again. And I think it was probably my family, my mum or something, said to my wife, when we first started going out, like I said, had I made her watch Big Trouble in Little China yet? And I hadn't, but it kind of made me sound like some sort of crazy person, that we'd had to force someone to watch Big Trouble in Little China, and if they didn't like it, I wouldn't be going with Mario. But that was not the case. It was just, I probably didn't know how much I talked about it or was always a fan of it, but other people had noticed. And then I really, really got involved in it when I started. Would always watch it. It was just like one of these films that, it's just not a simple film to watch, but it's just always good. I always find something different, always laugh at it, and there's not many movies that out there like that, and there's not many movies that you can sort of want to talk about every day or listen about. So if you're listening to this, you must, and a lot of people do, and that's why I keep doing it, because there's a lot of you download these episodes when they first come out, and being a podcaster is just by a nobody, not some kind of celebrity. And then especially when you're just talking by yourself, that it's difficult to get those sort of people and being interested in. I have tried to make this as interesting as possible, but I think maybe you're just listening to it because you're a fan of this movie and that you want some kind of behind-the-scenes info or gem, or just like such a fan that you want to talk about it yourself. So that's why I'm telling you about these books that are out there, so you know what to go and look out for. Because, you know, yes, you can search Money Time, but you have to, one of those things, it's easy to say, I'm going to search, but nobody does. We need to know what to search for. So those are the four sort of hardback books: Making of Big Trouble in China, The Official Art of Big Trouble in China, Big Trouble in Mother Russia, and Big Trouble in Merry Old England. There is a comic book series also done by Boom Studios. And if you don't want to buy all the separate comic books, they have broken them up into, I think it's 3 episodes, that which makes up 1 graphic novel. And so 3 comic books in 1 book, or it might be 4. But they're also then put all those graphic novels into 2 editions. So I think there's like 24 comic books and 25 comic books in the series, and they've done these legacy editions. And so Big Trouble in Little China Legacy Edition Book 1, that is the first 12 books, comic books, from which takes place directly after the movie. But then there is a Legacy Edition Book 2, and that is 13 to 25. I have those 2, but there is a 3rd one called Legacy 3. I don't think that came out very well in the UK, because I would have bought it. I don't think it sold out, but maybe they didn't produce as many. But that one is all of the Escape from New York and Big Trouble in Little China crossover. So in those books, you get spoilers, but Wang Chi kind of does this spell in... I don't think he's in it. It's like a multiverse type of situation kind of thing, where he does a spell and he brings Snake Plissken and Jack Burton into the same world, into the same universe, and they two go on an adventure together. So, like, I think there's only like, might be only 6 for that one, I'm not sure. I've got the first comic book, but it's sealed. It came sealed, so I don't want to open it. So I need to buy another one. But it's by the part of the packaging is that it was sealed in like a loot crate. So to keep it, the price, I want to keep it sealed up. But they are well worth getting if you're a Big Trouble fan. They will look good. The Legacy Book 1 has the same sort of picture on it as the vinyl for Big Trouble China soundtrack. So they have the same sort of poster on there. There are also, I know they're not books, but there's a lot of notebooks. I'm a collector of notebooks. I know it's stupid. I mean, it's one of these probably pointless things to collect, because I don't even like writing in them, because I can't use them. but I do like collecting the notebooks. But they are more like printed on demand, or sort of like printed, or probably not licensed to print. They're just someone's like put their own design on these notebooks, and they print on demand, I'm trying to say. But there you can get some good ones on that. I have taken pictures and posted them on my Instagram. You have like the Lords of Death and the Porkchop Express, and have lots of different ones. There are some colouring books out there, and they have like these kind of like almost like dot the dots, like colouring books. And they put, but the front cover all looks very good, but getting inside, the pictures are not great. The pictures are not very clever. I suppose are not very well done at all. The book's very good to have, but when you go inside, would stay away from them. They're on Amazon, but I do like the notebooks, and there are many different ones out there. I get given them for birthdays and Christmas, and I do like them. But yes, so I will keep you up to date with any more news on the comic books, or any more news or anything that comes out about Big Trouble in Little China. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Also, go to patreon.com/biggertrouble, or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at biggertroublein little China. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out. Patreon.com/BiggerTrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at BiggerTroublePodcasts@yahoo.com. BiggerTroublePodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.